This is LaDonna Alvarado with Kinship Radio, and I have a couple special guests along. Well, with the national prayer event, See You at the Pole, happening this Wednesday, September 24th, I have the opportunity to speak with Principal Rick Mariner of Emmanuel Lutheran School in Mankato and Wyatt Leon, who goes to high school there. So, Principal Mariner, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and about your experience with See You at the Pole previously?
My name is Rick Mariner. I'm the principal at Emmanuel Lutheran School. This is my second year as a called worker. Previously, I did work in the district here in Mankato. I believe this is our third one at Emmanuel. And the second one, I believe we had quite a few of attendance. So this one I'm looking forward to even more families to join us at 7:30 in the morning at Emmanuel.
Well, that is awesome. Meeting at the flagpole for prayer this Wednesday at 421 North 2nd Street here in Mankato. If you'd like to join these two, I mean, it sounds like students, faculty, families, and community members are welcome. Well, why don't you tell us what motivates you to continue participating in this event?
See You at the Pole provides a meaningful opportunity for students, teachers, and the wider school community to gather in prayer, confessing our faith in Christ and placing our schools, our nation, and our world in God's hands. James 5:16 tells us that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So God wants us to bring our petitions to Him, and we can be confident that He hears us and answers us in a way that is best for us. And with everything going on in the world right now, it's kind of in turmoil. So right now is very important to communicate with our Lord.
That is a really great point to bring up with recent events that have unfolded. You know, what would you say to someone who is a fellow educator and they are wanting to participate in this event on Wednesday?
For educators, an opportunity to lead by example, show that prayer is not just for chapel or Sunday mornings, but it is for every day. And those young students, young community members do look up to pastors, teachers, principals for that encouragement. So leading by example is a huge part, especially, like I said earlier, in the world that often discourages public expression of faith. Events like this remind us that we are not alone. We are part of a larger body of believers who are united in Christ. Again, prayer is a way that God has given us to unite with those who believe and teach the same thing about God and who He is and who we are and what God has done through Jesus to save us.
That is a great reminder. Well, hey, and now let's tap in Wyatt, who is a student at Emmanuel Lutheran School. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself to start?
I'm Wyatt Leon. I go to school at Emmanuel Lutheran School in Mankato. I would say I'm pretty involved there. I do a lot of activities there. I'm on the student council. I'm in 11th grade. Been going there since kindergarten, and it's been quite enjoyable.
Great. Well, I am glad to have you along today. So that way you can tell us a little bit about your student experience with See You at the Pole. Could you share with us some of your previous experience with participating in this event?
Yes, I did one last year, and it really was amazing. It's always comforting to be around a whole bunch of people that believe the same thing you do and be gathered together there with them. As a student and child, it's important to me to be able to be bold in our faith. Many children, especially my age, are kind of scared to get out and do this kind of thing because it may make them seem uncool in some way. But it really is important because we are the next generation of believers, and we need to be able to be bold in our faith. Like Paul said, we should be boastful in our faith. That's really the only thing, and it comes from the Holy Spirit. It's a gift.
The next generation of believers. That puts a huge smile on my face. And Wyatt, I want to ask you, why do you believe that prayer is so important?
Absolutely. Prayer really is a miracle. Like, you have a one-to-one conversation with God. That is one of the most amazing things on this planet. And to be able to go to your God who will listen to you and understand everything you are saying, it's one of the biggest blessings in the world. And we can take advantage of it whenever. It's not hard to do. You can just, wherever you want, whenever you want, talk to God.
What would you say to motivate somebody, maybe someone who's listening right now who's your age, to participate and See You at the Pole?
Students, like I said before, the next generations of disciples for Christ, it is very important that we start learning as soon as possible to be able to, like I said, be bold in that faith and show everybody else our goal as Christians is to make heaven crowded. That is what we want. And if people see young children praying on the side of the road, then they'll get curious and they'll ask, and that gives us another opportunity to help make another believer and let the Holy Spirit work through them. All of heaven rejoices even if one believer turns. It's not that hard to set up. All you need is a flagpole and a group of very, very willing Christians, and it's a wonderful thing.
I would agree. Any prayer opportunity is wonderful. Well, thank you both for sharing on See You at the Pole 2025. And if you have school-age kids, maybe start planning to meet tomorrow, September 24th, at the flagpole of your schools to pray over the students, pray for their friends, families, teachers, and our nation. With Kinship Radio, I'm LaDonna Alvarado.